Hi, welcome to Life Unbound. I'm your host, Stephen David Leonard. You know, recently our family has been binging on some different TV series. I don't know, maybe you're the same way we are. Of course, we've been, you know, working hard, trying to exercise, get out for walks, and, you know, live, you know, a full life. We're not just watching TV. I know you aren't either. But we, nevertheless, we've been looking for things to sort of binge. And we've, you know, we made our way through Star Wars, of course. We've made our way through, you know, a lot of Netflix series. But we took on the challenge recently to get through the Avengers series, all 23 movies. Yes, including The Incredible Hulk. We had to do The Incredible Hulk. Don't totally know why. I love Edward Norton, but anyway, I digress. So we, you know, we're watching those and just having a great time. And, you know, as you watch these movies, you know, and you see, you know, Iron Man with his amazing, you know, technology and armor and super brains, and you know, see Captain America with his super integrity and super strength, and Thor with his, you know, super confidence and super strength. It just, you know, it's inspiring to see all these crazy demigods fighting these supervillains. But the thing is that as we watch these superheroes fighting these supervillains, you know, it becomes kind of easy to miss that actually we live lives that are perhaps even more heroic than them. See, we don't have super armor, and we don't have, you know, super arrogant egos, and we don't have the super strength, and we don't have the undefeatable traits of a superhero. You and I, we live in the real world. We live in the world where all it takes is walking into the office one day and being told you're fired, and our whole life turns upside down. Or COVID comes along and, you know, family members get sick, or we're disconnected from people that we care about. We live a life where, in contrast to these superheroes who have no vulnerabilities, we are very vulnerable. And so I was actually recently talking with a friend that I've been working with, actually helping me to get some of these things going and working with me on our businesses. And I was just sharing some of my story with him at some point, and just some of the sort of like the reasons why I've made some of the decisions I've made in my life. And along the way, he just stopped me and he looked at me and he goes, "Steve, you're a freaking hero." And I was just sort of sharing my story. I wasn't thinking about it like that at all. I was just sharing kind of like the outline, not even like stuff that I don't really even think about. It's just sort of decisions I've made along the way. But when he said that to me, it really made me like think about my life in a whole different way. And it was cool. My wife was there in the meeting, and she actually got me a watch. On the back of it, she put, you know, you're a freaking hero on the back of it. And it's something I keep on my desk now just to remind me. And that has been a really inspiring moment for me. It's been a really sort of reframing kind of thing for me. I don't think of myself in terms of being a hero. Maybe you're like me. I tend to think about myself in terms of like, you know, well, you know, here's how I've let my family down. Here's how I had this goal that I never achieved. Here's how I've had this dream that I've never actually accomplished. You know, here's the ways that I like tried to do this thing and never really lived up to doing it, right? And so, you know, it's like I've been learning to play guitar, you know, over the last couple of years and sing, and, you know, I play a song and all I hear is every chord change I miss and every string I don't hit quite, you know, quite perfectly, or I hear the way my voice catches, and, you know, and I'll get done with the song and my wife will say, you know, "Wow, that sounded great." And I'm just thinking to myself, "It sounded great. Like, I mean, didn't you hear like every single mistake that I made? It was terrible." And it's just an illustration of, you know, it doesn't matter whether I'm playing music or whether I'm doing something, you know, whether I'm working on a project for our business or whether I'm trying to start a podcast. What I tend to notice is where I fall short, where I don't quite make it, where I don't quite do what I'm trying to do. And maybe you're like me. I don't think I'm alone. And so really, I just wanted to share this idea with you today and just tell you, most of all, one huge thing that you need to understand. You are a freaking hero. You are. we don't live in this world with superpowers and super insights and, you know, these amazing, you know, billions of dollars of resources like the Avengers do. We live in a world where, you know, we get up every day, we get our kids to school, we, you know, go to work, we do our spreadsheets or we do our content we have to do. We have the meetings we have to do. Probably these days, you know, we have the umpteen Zoom meetings that we gotta engage in. Come home, got to take out the trash, make the dinner, you know, connect with the family, and all this so that we can provide for our families, so that we can take and invest in the people that we love and that we care about, you know, and we can sort of, you know, live to fight another day. And I think the thing that we miss in the middle of all that is that along the way, as we're thinking about how we said the wrong thing in the meeting today, or how, you know, dinner didn't quite turn out the way we wanted to today, or, you know, maybe the argument we got in with our kid on the way to school. As we're thinking about that, what we're missing is that we're creating, that we're actually like creating culture, creating memories. We're making dinner and gathering our family together to connect. We're spending the time with our kids and having conversations. And let's face it, you know, when it comes to every dinner isn't going to turn out, you know, perfect. Every conversation isn't going to be, you know, positive and uplifting and amazing. But over the course of time, over the course of multiple times together, multiple meetings together, multiple dinners, what we do is we tell our family that, you know, we say, I love you through the food that we make. We communicate to our kids, I'm here for you, by those conversations. Maybe even sometimes the most in those conversations where it doesn't go the way we want it to, where we end up in an argument. Maybe it ends up that way because, you know, we strike a chord and it's something they don't want to talk about but need to talk about. And maybe the moment is hard, but it plants a seed that will be harvested later on in life. You know, as we show up to work and we engage there and we have those meetings that don't go the way we want, we're putting food on the table. We're providing for our families and showing up for them. And in these ways and so many more, oftentimes we really are showing up and doing the heroic thing. You know, being a hero, it's about facing adversity with ingenuity and courage and you know, with nobility. And I think sometimes we underestimate that the character that we show in showing up in our lives and showing up with others matters. That it's not just what we do, but it's who we are in the midst of it all. It's our kids watching us face something difficult that we might be able to sort of cheat our way out of or weasel our way out of or manipulate our way out of, but we face the consequences and we just engage and we do it. It's showing up one more time to be together with our family, to engage with friends, to reach out to a friend who's hurting or who just needs somebody to connect with. So while we don't have all these superpowers, while we don't have, you know, all this stuff that Iron Man has, we don't have the billions of dollars behind us, we don't have, you know, if only we had Thor's super confidence, you know, who knows what we would be able to do. But you and me, we're real people. We face our self-doubts, our fears, and we show up each and every day to take care of our families, to work hard for the causes we believe in, to put food on the table. And so I just want to tell you what someone told me recently. You are a freaking hero, and don't forget it.